I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Castle Perilous unveiled a mural recently honoring the artist David Trampier, who painted art around the Dungeons & Dragons tabletop games. Trampier painted art for the games in the 1980s and 90s. Carbondale business Castle Perilous is owned by Scott Thorne. He says Trampier left the fantasy art scene and disappeared, eventually turning up in Carbondale driving a cab. Thorne met Trampier when he was selling some of his artwork after being diagnosed with cancer. Trampier passed away in 2014. Thorne memorialized the artist with a mural showcasing his self-portrait from Dungeons & Dragons materials and a drawing of Trampier's dragon character, Wormy.
Since we are putting a lot of murals in downtown Carbondale now, I thought such a mural memorializing one of the more famous people who have lived in Carbondale was appropriate.
In addition to the mural, Thorne has also some of Trampier's artwork you can see at Castle Perilous. Several state agencies say President Trump's tariff policies are costing Illinoisans thousands of dollars more this year, Mawa Iqbal reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this summer directed the agencies to evaluate how the Trump administration's steep tariffs on countries like China and Canada are impacting Illinois' economic sectors. The Department of Employment Security found tariffs are costing the average Illinois household about $3,400 more this year, and unemployment claims are up 16%. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Health says hospitals on average will see expenses skyrocket, and food assistance and transit projects will be strained as tariffs continue to rise, the state says. In a statement, the governor's office says it will use these findings to, quote, guide mitigation efforts. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary total of 51,409 deer during the first weekend of the firearm season between November 21st and 23rd. That's slightly below the totals from recent years. Randolph County reported the highest harvest with over 1,300 deer, followed by Jefferson County, Fayette, Jackson, and Adams County. Rounded out the top five. You're listening to WSIU.